tell me a little bit about what you were just saying about your dad and what went on there.
Well, I worked with him for 10 years, and the war broke out.
Yeah.
And I was away for 6 years then.
Okay, now you were involved with the church, weren't you?
I'll get to that in a minute.
Oh, okay.
And I think in whatever year was it? 50 season. I took a stroke when I was 48 years old.
Oh.
I completely paralyzed on one side. Even the face felt like it was frozen on one side. And I used to do a lot of work for the church. You know, maintenance work, painting the pews and stuff like that. I wonder that the section didn't thank God and quit. So Mr. Ellis said, "Would you like the job?" I said, "I don't know." "Well, did you try it?" I said, "I tried for 3 months. I tried for 3 months and stayed there for 20 years.
Good. Good. Tell me about...
His father hired me and his son fired me.
Oh, dear.
That's the truth. I haven't spoke to him yet.
Did your father have cows on the common?
Yeah.
What years did he have the cows on the common?
Well, I can tell you when he quit. I was 14, huh? That's 60 years ago when he...
Do you mind me asking what year you were born?
Me? No, I was born in 1913. Mm-hmm. So I was 17 when he sold the cows. My brother, and Bill is one of them, the other one was older, they got out working and they wouldn't milk the cows or nothing, so he killed them.
Oh, dear. How's Rossi changed in your memories? How's it changed? What's happened to Rossi?
In the home of Lopez.
No?
As far as Rossi's go, it's itself. It's built up a little up there where Bill Kirkpatrick and up that part. It's built up across from the school. The dress itself didn't change much.
No. Well, what about, did you ever play golf or tennis?
No.
What did you do when you were younger for entertainment?
Oh, went down to Sandy Beach.
Did you swim after Sundays?
Huh?
Did you swim after church?
No. You said when I was a kid.
Yeah, when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Did you go swimming after church?
Church didn't mean that much. I was swimming before or after. It didn't make any difference.
Yeah. So
you know
where
Sandy Beach is?
Mm-hmm.
By the tennis court. There was no houses when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we just lived above it, you see. In there in the tracks. And we just run down through there. That's where we spent most of the time, went down the beach, summertime.
What did you do in winter?
We went down fishing.
What'd you fish? What'd you catch? What kind of fish?
Smelt.
How much?
How much? Oh, 5 or 10 pounds a day.
Really?
That's a good at it.
Really? That's good. And did you ever go skating?
Oh, we always skate in the river.
Where'd you skate to?
Over down, around down.
Yeah.
He's a mile. It's a long skate around that island.
Pretty exhausting, wouldn't it be?
No, we never thought we'd get exhausted. I never thought we'd get exhausted until I took the stroke.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 48. I never got tired.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, I have a list of questions here. 1927, what about that?
My dad got rid of the cows.
Oh?
In the common. Belonged to Miss Robertson's. You know where they used to live?
No, tell me where they used to live.
Well,
I know about them, but I don't.
Mrs. Inches lives above the house. It's a first big long house above the... She sold it now and built it back. She owned down there where... She owned right down the corner, too. She sold to Mrs. Starr. Hmm? Mrs. Penstar, she sold that part to her way back in 37 years ago, Dave Billy was born.
Oh. So you're younger than your brother. Are you older?
4 years, and he thinks I'm a kid.
Yeah.
He knows me, tell you the truth.
Okay. fish hake, you did what?
100 feet of water to fish hake.
Why is that?
Huh?
Why was that?
Well, they were deep water fish.
Are they?
Like the codfish. I had a shack out there, fishing shack.
Did you?
On the river.
How many years did you have it out there? How many years was the shack out there?
Well, when I first put it out, I suppose. 1932, 39, the war broke out.
Oh, I see.
And my brother-in-law, I lived in Tarryburn then. My wife belonged to Tarryburn. You know where Tarryburn is?
No, where's Tarryburn?
Eh?
Where's Tarryburn?
It's about 4 miles from here, just the other side of Renfort.
Oh.
Hmm?
Tell me about
I had a shack there. I had it stopped around.
Tell me about the train wrecks that you saw a few years back. What type of big train wrecks would you have?
It's here.
What were they?
I didn't remember the first one. This was way back in my father's time. Cattle train. But mine, what is it, 36 or 23? And we're standing in front of the house. I don't know where I lived or not. Just across Rossi Park, first house. Just across the track, and we watched the train go by, and you couldn't count the cars. It was going so fast. And all of a sudden, the wires just went down in front of us. It was a crash.
Oh, man. Must have been scary.
Scary, because it was further down. Not very far, 100 yards or so. There's a couple big wrecks that time. Then they had another one in 1936, I think it was.
Yeah. And what was it about?
Same place.
Yeah.
6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my.
Sunday morning. I don't know how many cars went off there. There's 22, I think, or so went off the first one. I think pretty near the same the next one. It was when Paul used to say he worked for a little years ago.
Did he?
He was baggage master for 10 years in Rossi Station. No, King Peters' time, I don't know if you heard of him or not.
Tell me about King Peters. Tell me what you know about King Peters.
Not too much, because I was quite young when he was. I just remember. He was a station master for years in Austin. He wore red breeches.
Did he? Oh, my God. He must have been quite a character.
Huh?
Quite a character.
Well, we had a lot of characters in Austin. You
did. Who were some of those?
Oh, I couldn't tell you now.
What do you...
Hey, Miss Purdy, you ever tell of her?
I've heard of her.
Well, I did work for her for years.
What was she like?
She had a mind of her own, there's no question. She lived in one of Jimmy Henderson houses next to Orleans. Ellis lives there now, Tim Ellis. And that was a... She was quite a character, and she said, what do you think? But she thought there was no one like me, there's no question about it. She wouldn't have anybody else around her once she bought the house. Mrs. Merrill, that's old Joe's daughter, he sold all the houses.
Merrill Henderson. Joseph Henderson.
Yeah. This is one of the first houses he built. And when they come to sell it, Miss Purdy said, I'll buy it. So Muriel, they were great friends, so she bought it. Called me up the next day to go to work. She would work for her. I used to do work for her before that. This
okay.
Kept the cows there.
Did he? After you?
Yes.
Oh, I see. And how many cows would have been on the commons?
Three is all we had.
And how many did he have?
Two or three.
Oh, so there weren't many, there were only a few.
No, he was a... He was a great friend of Miss Robertson's, too, you see. His mother was nursemaid for them for 18 years.
Oh,
yeah. They were quite the characters, you know. Quite the stately sort of people, but they thought the world of me, though.
Did they?
Well, no, we're not going around their place.
That's nice.
The big house, too, 80-some feet long.
Do you remember Jeff Kirsten's blacksmith shop?
Yep.
Oh, tell me about it.
Well, I can't tell you much, because when was it?
I don't know when it was torn down and when it was built.
Huh?
When was it torn down? Do you remember what year?
No, it must be back in the 20s or something. Hmm?
I don't know.
Must be in the 20s or something. I remember old Jeff. We used to sell milk, and we used to deliver milk to him at night. He'd get a pint every night. My sister and I used to take it down, him and old Limber Kirkpatrick lived next door.
And you don't remember when it was torn down?
Hmm?
You don't remember the date that it was torn down?
No. Mm-hmm. Probably sometime in the 20s.
Okay. What was your first car like out here?
First what?
First car.
Yeah.
Automobile.
Who'd you mean?
Yours.
Yours?
Car, was it like in a Model T Ford?
No, my dad had a Model T Ford.
Did he? What years did he have that in?
I don't know.
Don't remember? How old would you have been when he had it?
Huh?
How old would you have been when he had it?
Oh, I was 15 or so, I suppose.
And did it crank up, like?
No, they just started on it.
Did it?
Was put in afterward. Old Mrs. Sarah used to own it. She was a Donville.
Oh, yeah.
You must have heard about them. Hmm?
Mm-hmm. Tell me about...
The first one I had was a Model A Ford.
Was it? And when did you buy yours?
Oh, that was after I was married. After the war.
How old were you?
30 or so.
Do you remember Dr. Peters?
Very well. I worked for him.
Did you work for Dr. Peters?
Yes.
What'd you do?
Carpenter work or painting anything.
What was he like?
He was very nice, very quiet.
I thought
he was quiet in a way. He thought he's another one of my old customers that I could do anything. And anyway, the time I took a stroke was just around the corner from that. I took a stroke in 1953 or sometime. Down to Jim Bumble owned the house, and he still lives there in summertime. Aunt left it to him. I made a box for him to send his outboard motor back to he lived in Montreal then. I just reached over to tell him where to put the partition. Do you want a partition for a gas tank and everything? And that's the way I went. I said to him, my God, Jim, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm off of duty. Well, he said, I'll go get you something.
Who's this, Dr. Peters?
No, Jim.
Jim Donville.
You know him, Elaine. And he said, I get this something. He got me, give me a cigarette, and he cut a... I go get to drink, and he's the kind of person brought a big 40-ounce, or case of 40-ounce down every time I come. I'm kind of an alcoholic. It's all in the family, but he brought me a tumbler, 7-ounce tumbler, about 3/4 full of whiskey, and he said, drink that. I drank it, and it brought me back a minute.
And I said,
what can I do? I said, go get Dr. Peters. It's around the corner. So I got Dr. Peters. He was over 80 then. He said, Doug, you had a stroke. I'll call the mom and take you in. So he did. He called Dr. Rogers. He said, I give Dr. Rogers a call at the same time. And Dr. Rogers right there waiting for me at the hospital. I told him about the fella. I don't drink. Jim Donald gave me the whiskey. What he said, Roger said, you can thank that man for saving your life. If you didn't drink, it wouldn't have done any damn bit of good. But for you, if you drank, it wouldn't have done any damn bit of good. But for you didn't drink, he said, it started the blood going in another direction. I had a brain hemorrhage, what I had.
So Jim Donald, by giving you that drink saved your life.
Yeah, that's what Roger said, yeah.
Isn't that good of him?
Mm.
That's interesting. Do you remember the first fire engine?
Yeah.
What was it like? When did they get it? What years?
I don't know. The 28?
Huh?
They still got one down there. Like it, you know.
Mm-hmm. What kind was it?
Ford.
What was it like?
Well, there are two tanks on it. You dump the soda and the acid in it, and that starts everything going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the pressure on. Remember the time the church burnt in 1927, was it? 27, the church caught fire, struck by lightning.
Mm-hmm.
They used that tank to save it. My brother probably told you about that.
Mm-hmm. He mentioned it.
He was the biggest daredevil in the country, too. But they saved it, and I think it's my point. So we were looking after it, Ted. He couldn't get it up high enough. First he fell with it, said, go ahead, try it. So blow it up, I'll buy you a new one. Percy Fairweather, that's Mrs. Boyne's father, you see.
Yeah.
But they saved the church before St. John got out. Yeah. And they wrote 160 feet in the air.